the rest of the story. It was a splendid and unexpected reunion in a grocery store on 7th Avenue in New York. Reunion of two boyhood friends, Wally and Bud. They'd always been an odd couple, Wally studious and frail. Bud was athletic and daring, and yet, as children back in Evanston, Illinois, they'd been inseparable. Early on, Wally was the chronic victim of grammar school bullies. He was not afraid to put up his dukes, but he didn't use them very effectively and invariably wound up face down on the playground. But after a while, word got around that it was not wise to mess with Wally because he had a big, strong, loyal friend named Bud who was eager to stand up for him and who frequently did. Wally and Bud. One time a classmate said something unflattering about little Wally, and Bud took the offender into a coal shed to work him over. And when the boys emerged, they were jet black from head to foot, but Bud, as usual, was triumphant. Eventually, both families moved away, and Bud and Wally said goodbye for what they believed was the last time. But the rest of the story is that more than 10 years later, they met again. It was a chance encounter in New York City where both had relocated, a surprise reunion in a 7th Avenue grocery store. They recognized each other instantly. Both now in their 20s were overjoyed. In fact, Bud was so glad to see little Wally that he plopped him into an empty shopping cart and dashed away, pushing Wally out of the grocery store front door and down the crowded Manhattan sidewalk. When the two had settled down, Bud said, "Let's stick together this time." And this time they would do just that. Both were much interested in science. They would spend long evenings reading Scientific American from cover to cover and then discussing what they'd read. They talked about everything else as well, about the life and death and marriage and careers, all of the things that mattered most. And of course, just as when both had been boys, Bud continued to stick up for Wally should anybody pick on him. And thus did their relationship continue to grow, and it grew closer until a terrible day many years later when Wally died. Ask anyone who knew them when. Theirs was that rare, one-of-a-kind friendship that comes along just once in a lifetime, and then only if you're lucky. In fact, it was often said of Bud that he would never give as much of himself ever again to anyone as he gave to Wally. The latter's lonesome death of heart failure precipitated by drugs and drink will long be remembered in the entertainment industry. The former's life was tormented and tangled and confused, and today it's sometimes cited as an example of the wages of self-preoccupation and self-indulgence. You'll hear people say that he asked for all of the confusion which surrounded the last years of his life and precipitated his overindulgence. But once upon a happier time, there was a scrawny bookworm boy and his best buddy, whose nickname was Bud, and their mutual loyalty is what friends like best to recall. The frail lad was actor Wally Cox. His lifelong friend was Marlon Brando. And now you know the rest of the story.